This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, 26 minutes to 8, you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9 with Dylan.
And Maddie.
And that last one you heard was New Bitch from Iggy Azalea. We were meant to play Fancy, but however, that one took hold. And I just want to give a quick apology for that song. I'm sorry, but that was the most anti-feminist track.
I mean, we didn't know what... We thought we were playing Fancy. Sorry, Scott.
We did have a whole mind, but I just want to apologize for putting that on there. And if any young girls are actually listening to that, no, do you know what? Instead, maybe like work on like making your own money and getting congratulatory from your own. And so getting gratification from your own lives.
And who are you suggesting that they listen to instead? Angel Hayes?
Angel Hayes. I think Angel Hayes is a dope female MC. We're going to talk about the definition of queer. But first, we did get some texts in from Scotty, obviously, requesting Fancy, which we didn't play. Saying, hello to you both. I'm a confident person, but I still feel excluded by some. I'm comfortable in my skin. I put myself out there. That's awesome,
Scotty.
Yeah,
good for you. That's something I've really worked on over the last couple of years. Like, a few years ago, even though I was out and pretty comfortable, I couldn't walk into the queer room at uni. I just couldn't do it. Now I'm, walk in, sit down, start chatting about that. It's been bad fan fiction a few times, actually, with people I don't know.
Yeah.
It becomes a lot easier over time, but it takes some practice.
I think it's, you're so on the money there, Maddie, because, like, I'm still sometimes not comfortable in my own skin. It's something that you still, like, I try and work on. Like, you know, I can walk into a room and feel like everyone's just staring.
Yeah, same here.
And it's like, they're clearly not staring. They're clearly going on about their own days. They're having talks to their own friends and lost up in their own world. But I still feel like when, you know, you walk into places, I still feel judged.
Yeah, the best thing I've ever heard about this was from someone who makes films, like, as a hobby. Don't compare your raw footage to everyone else's showreel.
Yes. Oh my God, I love that. Who said that?
And my best friend.
Your
Love
best
you, Edward.
Friend is amazing. Ed, my hat goes off. We also got a text in saying, what was the last digital mix music? That song was Troy Boy's Forgive Me Not.
Awesome. Yeah. So look that one up. Because Dylan's great with the music. That's never been my thing, but I work with people who love the music.
Well, I play a lot of fresh tunes on my show, Countercultured. Plug.
Shameless plug.
It's on at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. Shameless plug. But right now we're talking about definitions of queer.
And, like, queer is an identity. Because I think queer started out as, you know, meaning weird or peculiar.
Something off.
Yes, and sort of became a negative, like a pejorative term for gay people in like late 19th century, according to Wikipedia. So it's been in use quite a while. So it's very much a reclaimed word by the LGBTIQ community.
And it's something that's actually a label, because I hate labels. I hate, like, especially like gender labels or sexual orientation labels. I hate them. So, like, something like queer, where it's like an umbrella term, because, like, look, I'll use a metaphor. I'm quite happy driving stick, but there are times when, like, I'll come meet a girl or I'll come across a woman and I'm like, whoa, what's this I'm feeling right now? Like,
yeah.
And I think queer's good because it's says what it says without saying anything at all.
Yeah, like, I don't... I think labels certainly have their place, especially as, like, a young questioning person. Finding a label that fits you, I feel, is really important. Because it's sort of... I know in my case, when I was able to accept, okay, lesbian is the label that best fits me, I felt much less alone. I had things that I could Google and things like that, things I could describe myself as.
Yeah.
Words that I knew fit me reasonably well. But one thing I do like about the label queer is that it sort of encompasses more than the very sort of binary gay, straight.
And,
because it seems that most people divide, okay, there's gay, there's straight, and some people don't even say there's bi, because there's that whole, oh no, bisexuality isn't real crap that some people pull.
I know. And when people talk about, like, pansexuality isn't real, it's just like, come on.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm comfortable with using queer for myself because I feel it encapsulates, you know, just like Dylan said, I'm pretty much exclusively attracted to women, but there's the pretty much in there. Like, I remember a few weeks ago I was at Queer Collaborations and there were a few times I was thinking, I do not know that person's gender, but they are unfathomably pretty, so I don't really care.
Totally. And even, like, when we look back at queer in, say, the 70s, we're like, someone who grew up, like, in a single mother would be considered queer because it was like offbeat. It wasn't of the norm. And like, I grew up in a single parent family. I grew up with a, like, my mom's a single mom, and she, and in that landscape. So like, I find that queer is like, I don't know, queer suits me in my footing.
Yeah, like, same here. I'm very comfortable with using it. But I know that there are people out there who don't like queer as a label, which I totally respect. A lot of it comes from the fact that it is a reclaimed slur, that it was used as a pejorative for quite a long time, that it does have the original meaning of weird or unusual. And especially for older same-sex attracted or gender-diverse people, it still has that sort of sting to it. Yeah. So I definitely understand why people would not want to use it.
Totally. Well, even, like, yeah, it's hard because when you try and reclaim a word, like, and I know there's an MC by the name of Brooke Candy, and she tries to use, like, faggot and dyke as, like, reclaim words. And, look, you know, it works for her, and I'm sure that there are people, and, like, even the name of her creative group, it's called Fag Mob,
where I've heard of that,
and I think it's great that, you know, there are people trying to take that word back, but it's still hard when, like, you know, there's something that a word that's been thrown against you with such hate and so much power behind it, and then trying to turn it around. I can understand why queer would be a word.
And also when it comes to sort of reclaiming slurs, this is something I saw on Facebook just the other day, on a friend's Facebook, where someone, I think, was using the word fag, like a straight guy was using the word fag and got called out on it. He was saying, oh, but you use the word queer, which people used to use as an insult, so why do you have a problem with me using fag? And
well, it's just as simple as, like, you wouldn't say the N-word if you weren't.
No, he started saying that. He started saying, like, well, black people have reclaimed that word, like, I should be able to use it. And
if you're, you
know, cis straight white dude being like, oh, I should be able to throw slurs at people because they sometimes use them about themselves.
No, and, like, if anyone, I guess, like, you can't use the N word because it was a word that was, it was derived around slavery. And
my mother thinks she has N word privileges. My mother is incredibly white and conservative.
It's just like, unless, I don't know, unless you've walked in those shoes, and even I, like, I'll be honest, I have a problem with, like, when people in our community use the F, like, say, faggot and dyke, I have a problem with it.
Yeah.
It stemmed from a place of hate, and I have a problem even when I hear, like, some of my favorite MCs, and they bust out with the N-word, I hate it. It makes me feel, like, super uncomfortable, but that's just me.
And it's also about the use of the word. Like, I have occasionally described myself as, like, dyking it up or whatever, but if someone yells that at me from a car, which happened a couple of weeks ago, I was wearing my Joy hoodie. If they recognize the Joy logo from that far away, there may be something about their own sexuality they're not prepared to admit yet.
Deflection.
Yeah, and same with, I use queer to describe myself all the time and to describe the community. But again, if someone yells that at you on the street, that's using it as hate speech.
I had someone at the work the other night, they busted out fag, and I nearly threw myself over the bar. It's just like something inside me snapped. I'm not inciting violence. I think it's a deplorable thing to resort to violence. However, it's something that actually makes me want to reconsider that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
What I ended up just putting on Facebook was, to the people who just yelled dyke at me from a car, pretty sure I have more luck with the ladies than you do. Deal with it.
Yeah, totally. It's just like, even when guys will say, like, you know, oh, you're queer, or you're fag, you're gay, you're poof, etc. It's just like, well, are you just saying that because you actually are that ignorant? But I'm going to, you know, I'm going to walk away thinking, well, knowing that I'm probably getting more than you are. So, hey.
Exactly.
You can go home to your cobweb jocks now. But hey, we have got more Generation Next coming
up. Yeah, we'll be back with Gay School pretty soon.
Right after this, as a matter of fact.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.